Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan. Wee! Woo-hoo!
Yay.
So excited to see you.
Exactly. Very excited. And we promised you guys last week we would start figuring out this chat thing a little better. We think we did. Thank you, Don, our producer, for holding our hands and walking us through a few things, and for Julia for diving in and researching. So now I'm able to see you guys and hopefully even pin your comments when I see them come through. Instead of
Your
losing them,
questions.
I can get to them. So yeah, interesting time. So
Yeah,
very
so
excited to
cool.
see you guys, and you're coming from all over the place.
I
We've
want
got
to hear where they're
Canada,
from. I'm not
Australia.
seeing. Yeah, okay.
Oh yeah, Ontario, Philippines. We've got Australia in here a few times. Some of these names I'm really recognizing. By the way, I've been doing the voice coaching this week, and some of you guys are there. I see you. And I just want to shout out to all the beautiful voices for QHHT. You guys are doing a great job, and it's just really fun to meet everybody and to be able to hear their a little bit of their stories. You know, we only got a little bit of time together, but it's still fun to hear the stories. Okay, New Zealand, Minnesota, New Jersey, London, Wyoming, New York, Iowa, Ireland, Wales. Yeah, everywhere. Hello, you guys. You guys are amazing, and we're having a lot of fun.
So amazing.
This will be fun. This is going to be a whole new world. Now that I can see everybody's chats all at the same time, and we're broadcasting in a few more places than we were before. So very exciting to have everyone here.
So when you said that just now, you said I can see everybody's comments at the same time. So that made me think of simultaneous time. So is this kind of maybe a rendition of how simultaneous time works? It just you tap into other things, you stream them all into here, it's all at the same time. You got one from here, one from here, one from here.
That's right. You guys are coming in from YouTube and Facebook and everywhere else. So that's kind of like that. Yeah. It's like you're just pulling from all of these sources, and we're getting all the information in one place.
So cool. So
Yeah.
cool. Oh,
All right. So we're going to go to Cancun and see Irma. Again, Norway, Ohio, some more Australia. Yeah.
very cool. And we
Very, very
love, I
cool.
always love to hear where everybody's from. One, just because it amazes me, and it's just so cool that you are from, you're all over the place. But the other reason is, when we all look at that, it's showing how the world is lighting up, really, because these are pings of light all over the world.
Yep.
And you are that ping for your area, for you. I mean, you are that ping. And it's all over the world. So it just shows you that it's a grid that's happening. It's the awakening. Ooh, the awakening.
Awakening. Woo. All right, can't help it now. South Africa, Milwaukee, New Jersey, Texas, Rhode Island, Oklahoma, and there's Lily. Hello, Lily. She's saying, I was sitting here reading all these. And I thought she was saying hello. I was like, where's that? Oh, that's a word. Okay, forgive me. I'm in the. I'm a, I was in a. I've been hypnotized 10 times today. So, anyways, all right, you guys, keep coming in, and we'll be able to see those in afterwards as well. So. Put them all in there. So we were going to talk about last week. We talked a little bit about like the near death experience, I believe it was, and we were talking on the phone about death and crossing over and how we take people through things like that in the QHHT sessions.
Because that's a big topic, and it's asked a lot about, I mean, understandably so. It's the great unknown.
Yeah.
We live life, and all from the point that we're born, we know someday we're going to die. And it's like, what is that going to be like? Nobody knows. Nobody that's
Who
living
knows?
knows what it is, And so it's that great unknown, and it can be whatever. But what's so cool is that through QHHT sessions, we actually get a firsthand view of what it is actually like. you know, and mom wrote about it in Between Death and Life, and then we experience it. And that's part of a session, is it's really important to experience, like if you're in a life, some lives don't die. So, but if you're in a life that is a natural running one, that's part of the thing, is to go to the death. That way you can transition on to whatever's next. But it's really, really cool information that comes through at that point, because many times we have carried things over from the way we died in another life, or things that happened at that point, they've been carried over. We call it residue into this life, other lives, whatever. So that's why it's important
a
to go
good
through
word
that.
For it, the residue. And I love the consistency of we're being asked if we take callers. That'll be interesting. Okay, so the consistency of how they, you know, they rise up, they're viewing like they're looking at themselves from above now, and then, you know, they're watching what's happening, and then they rise up a little bit more, and then they go into this other place. And it's most of the time it's kind of a consistent thing where they go and they're waiting and they're doing some healing, and then they're going to decide what they're going to do next, and they're in this kind of blissy place. But not everybody is the same. I've had them go to ships. Like they leave the life and then they return to a ship. And so there's all kinds of interesting things. But one of the things that I found fairly consistent is, if you know what someone's belief system is about death, not in the sense of, well, I just did a QHHT session on you and you're going to experience death the way you think it is. But let's say you go to that lifetime, and whatever your belief system was in that lifetime about what is death, what happens to you after you die, you're most likely going to experience a version of that as you are doing your crossing over and moving out of the body. And that is what I found interesting, is people will experience what they believe death is going to be, and then they go beyond.
Right. Then they realize, after a little while, they realize this isn't it, you know, and their guides are always right there, ready to move them on, but they've got to go. It's like, this is what it's supposed to be. This is what I was told it was going to be. And that might even be hellfire and damnation. If that's what you believe you are supposed to have, then that will be the experience you have until you realize that's not it. There's something else.
Yeah.
And we can move on. But very cool. We have Timothy on line one, but we'd like to go ahead and talk to him.
Let's find out what kind of good things we got to talk about. So are you there, Timothy?
I'm here. How's it going? I'm so grateful for being able to have the opportunity to ask you a question here.
Fantastic. Thank you for being here.
We're honored that you think we can answer it.
Well, I'm hoping you can, because I need a little bit of insight here. It's not necessarily relating to death or after death, but I'm not going to waste too much of your time here. I just want to thank you and your mother for all the work that you guys have done. Lately, I've been tuning in to the YouTube channel. I don't know if you guys are the ones posting those, but I've been tuning in. I've been listening to every single one. The information is profound and amazing, and I'm so grateful.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in.
So in 2018, I was in high school and I was on a school bus and I was meditating and I was experiencing a telepathic contact of sorts, a download. And I was having conversations with this voice in my mind. And I got off the school bus, went home, took my shoes and socks off, put my phone on the ground, grabbed my little dream journal. And I started walking out to this field that I usually would go to. And I was feeling so blissful. I was attaining all this knowledge from this higher source, I suppose. And as I was walking through this field, I was looking down at my feet, and then this thought popped in my head. What if I looked up and saw a UFO right now? And instead of obsessively, like I normally would, check to see if there was a UFO, this time I let it go. And I was like, I'm so tired of wanting something I don't have right now. I just want this peace and this bliss I'm experiencing. And I let it go, and I forgot about it instantly. And then not 2 seconds later, I looked up and the UFO was right there, eye level with me, so close I could have thrown a rock at it.
Wow.
Very cool.
And my question is, have you ever heard of the description of any kind of ship that looks like a, it's not like a saucer shape or like a sphere or like a cigar shape, but it's like a hockey puck that's made of the dull-sized aluminum all the way around. No seams, no windows, no wings, nothing. It's
kind
it's
of
a
flat.
Perfect hockey puck.
Was it flat?
Yeah, it's flat on the top and the bottom, but the sides are round, like it's like a hockey puck, and it's perfectly aluminum. There's no windows, there's no seams. It was perfect. So I wanted to ask you if you've ever heard of a description such as that.
I've heard of some very similar to that, and I've seen some close to that. Maybe not that exact description, but very, very similar. But I've had people in QHHT sessions that have seen, like they describe things very similar. So, you know, I imagine they're probably a little bit like cars, where we can all have a little bit different style. But that sounds pretty amazing. So I want to know more about that experience. What happened when you were faced with this ship right in front of you?
And this didn't occur until I had been obsessively researching the concept of the military having secret technologies and beings contacting people in their dreams, and hypnosis regressions of like, for example, that didn't happen to me until I actually read the book that Sherry Wilde wrote. And I wanted to ask you, like, what you think maybe would be, who do you think was in the ship? Who was talking to me? Could it have been my future self, or do you think it's some beings, maybe my soul family, or?
I love that you asked that, because I was going to ask you, that's why we were wondering what happened next, but I was going to see if you got anything like that. That happens so many times, is the being that's on that crap, because it was for you. And many times that's what we find, is it's you, you know, it's just you from another timeline. It's you from another dimension. It's you on there. That's why they're like, where are you? You know, why are you afraid of us?
We're all one. And I continued walking at the same pace when I saw it, and it didn't shock me. It was almost like, oh, of course, because the way synchronicity works. And I just kept walking at the same pace because I didn't want to ruin my chances. I didn't want to chase it down or say, hey, no, stop, come back. But it started moving upwards to the right behind some tree tops, and the trees had no leaves, but it went behind the tree and I couldn't see it anymore. And I knew the moment that it went behind the tree, it was going to be not there anymore. So I continue walking at the same pace because I wanted to keep the peace. And I get on the other side of the tree. There's no clouds in the sky. There's only an airplane, but it looks like an ant, and there's no airports. And I was actually in the middle of a suburban neighborhood, which is insane. It was ground level, probably the size of a large truck, and ground level in a suburban neighborhood. And I was thinking, you know, there's no way anybody would be allowed to fly something down here. That was meant for me specifically. It was like a sign to like have hope and to believe and know that I'm on the right path.
There's a good chance you were the only one that could have seen it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you were talking about downloads. You said on the bus you had downloads, and many times that's, I'm wondering, like, if you have a session, you can find out what happened from that point. Like, you have the parts that you remember. There's probably a piece in there that you're not remembering, I'm guessing. And if nothing, if you didn't go aboard the ship or anything, then it was downloading. You were getting downloads. So that's what many times it's just got to get your attention, just to get you out of that headspace just long enough to get a download. So that's cool that you were getting a download, getting downloads, and then this happens. Man, it'd be great to get, you know, more. You know, there's more.
Right.
Yeah, it really changed my life. And everybody I try to tell it to, nobody believes me. You know, they're just like, oh, you're making it up, or there's no way you saw that. Or I saw it with my eyes. It was real. It really happened. I really do want to get a regression session regarding that topic, because I feel like I probably have had experiences I don't recollect. Mm-hmm. But I don't know where to go or who to go to for a hypnosis regression session, because I don't really trust anybody except for somebody that uses your method.
Yeah. And there's lots of QHHT practitioners we have, you know, that are all over the world, but definitely in Texas. I saw you're from Texas. We have several there, and we even have One
Lori.
level three.
And
Lori
Lori Lines is
in
in.
Texas. She's in Austin.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where in Texas you are, but yeah, if you want to contact our office, we can recommend some practitioners. You know, we can help you find someone that you resonate with. And
Okay, where would I be able to find somebody like that? Do you have like a website I could go to or?
we do. I love this. This is usually what we say at the end of the show, so that's wonderful. If you'll go to QHHT Official, so like Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique, so QHHT Official dot com, and then on the top menu bar, you'll find one of the tabs is Find a Practitioner, and you'll scroll down that page, and there's a whole search engine type section, and you'll put in the US, you know, the country, and then you'll put in Texas, and then you'll put in the area that you want to look for, like wherever you're willing, like if it's your city or something, or however far you're willing to travel. And then it'll pull up everyone that's in that area, and you can just start looking at them and see who resonates with you.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm so grateful that I even had the opportunity to talk to you. I've been listening to your voice for like a couple weeks straight, so it's a huge. I'm like vibrating right now because of my heart's beating so fast. I'm so nervous. It's like
Oh,
I'm talking to a famous person.
we are talking to a famous person. She doesn't know it. I have to remind her that
Oh,
she's a celebrity. See?
no, but that's so
Don't
sweet. But
know.
thank you, and thank you so much for calling in. You don't sound nervous. You just sound so delightful.
Yeah, and thank you for bringing that energy into the show. That's fun. That was a
And
lot of
sharing your story. That is so wonderful. Thank you.
fun. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Love
Well, keep
you.
coming back, and we're gonna want to know how your session went. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Once
So yeah,
I
now
get that.
we're all invested in it now. So.
Okay. Okay. I'll call in. I'll call in again after I get my session done.
Fantastic.
Perfect.
Thank you, Timothy.
Okay, so going back into crossing over, you're getting what you believe. So here's one of the comments in the chat room. Weeks before my grandma passed, while she was in the hospital, she kept asking me if I was seeing what she was seeing. She was looking and pointing on the wall and said, "It's a garden full of beautiful flowers." The expression on her face and her smile was like she really saw something beautiful. Was that a premonition or something? Yeah, she was getting a little sneak peek. She was visiting. Yeah.
Right, yeah, because they do see things. My father, before he was passing, or you know, it's right in that they're in that time there and everything, and he just kept seeing. It was like there were a lot of people in the room, and he was like, oh wow, you know, acknowledging them and stuff like that. And we're like, I don't know if it was, you know, it could have been spirit plane people, it could have been his guides, it could have, but it was like all these people he was just like having conversations with and stuff. So
Yeah.
it was probably everybody welcoming.
I remember my grandma, my dad's side, she was seeing people showing up on she was like, "Do you guys see those guys out there in the wagon?" And it was like, "The wagon?" She goes, "Yeah, they're out in the field and they've got like a horse and wagon." And she goes, "These guys aren't here anymore. These guys are all gone." And then there was another time where she was saying they're showing up on the bus and they're telling me it's I need to come with them on the bus. And then of course she was getting a little closer to leaving us. And so it's comforting because you know that she's got a whole crew waiting for her and they're ready to scoop her up and take care of her. And here's something, and I can't remember if I said it last week or not, but it's worth saying again because we talked about, when you lose a child and it's a little stressful. Well, it's a lot stressful, but it's like, you worry about your children and, are they okay? When they cross over, did they find what they needed to find? And
Or
hopefully, yeah.
why? That's the biggest, but why?
But why? Well, but even just knowing that they're okay on the other side. And it was so relieving to me to know that we greet them over there, because they're just one aspect of our soul, and our soul will take on this form that the child will know us as and go be there for them when they cross over. So that was something that was very comforting to me, because I had friends who lost children, and you know, it's just never, there are no words for things like that, but that was comforting to find out that there's an aspect of us that was there for them when they crossed over to help them through that transition. So, you know, if that's comforting to anybody, I hope it is. You know, and that's true for anyone who crosses over. We're there on the other side celebrating with them.
Yeah, that's such a cool point, because so many times that's what we're afraid of. I'm going to be all alone. I'm, you know, will anybody be there? And it's like so wonderful to think, you know, we are, we're multidimensional beings. And so, yes, we're going to have all kinds of, yes.
Yeah, and there's probably a version of us hanging out playing cards with them right now. So, yeah, very, very good stuff to think about. And so
something I like, because I was starting to bring up with that why, and that I think we did mention that last time too, because so many times that's, you know, it's like, why did they leave? Why, they were just a baby. I don't understand. They didn't get to live their life. And and that's always a big, big question, is why, and what has come through every time. I mean, like you, I think you said they were here. It's like they were here to teach, but it's bigger. It's that as well. And that's a big part of this other part. And it's like, they were done. They accomplished what they came here to do. They only had maybe one thing. Maybe it was something, finishing something from another life or whatever, but they had one thing to accomplish in this agreement that they came into. And it may have been the teaching, whatever, but when they're done, they're done. That goes for anybody. But sometimes it happens to a young child. But we have to remember, it's not a child. It's not a baby soul. This is a grown-up soul, you know, that's gone through and it's moving on, working on things. And, okay, I'm done. Time to move on.
Yeah, and they may have volunteered to come in to help you through some lesson that you agreed to come in and do. So, you know, that gets convoluted when we get into that, because there's so many different ways that that could be, you know, and we don't remember the things we came in to learn or why, or maybe in the moment it doesn't make any sense and it's not going to make sense for a little while. But yeah, so lots, there's lots there. But one thing I've noticed for myself is, once I started getting into this line of work, my whole perception of death and fear around death, you know, everything has changed. And, you know, it's one of those things where hearing, not only having my own sessions and going through those experiences, and just how easy it actually is to move out of this body into something different and into something different. We do it when we go to sleep, you know, and so it's can be just that easy. And, you know, just letting go of those fears around what's next, what happens after we leave here. We know so much more on that other side that it's probably more fearful to come in here and be like, what's next? What happens when I go into that human form?
Right. So,
but there is
to go.
I love those little baby memes where they look like they're all mad. It's like, oh, this place again. But yeah, it's so fascinating. And you know, again, like those near-death experiences where people tell you the journey that they go on, and then they're sitting there with a choice to come back or to stay. And you know, it's not an easy decision for them. There's right. That big part of them that wants to stay. And, you know, the struggle that they had making that choice. And some of them don't get a choice. They just said, you're not done yet. Get back in
exactly.
there.
You're not done yet. And I've heard many times where there will be another person in their life. Maybe it's a child or something that came in, and it was like, that child came to keep you here. And it was like, because they keep wanting to go, but then they get there and it's like, oh, but I don't want to leave this child. I mean, they're young, whatever. I'm still here for them. I need to be here for them. So see, that was the purpose. That was one of the purposes of that child being there, is to keep you here.
Mm-hmm.
because they, yeah, you know,
they do good at that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you got someone relying on you, you're not going to go anywhere. And that's something I think too with, you know, your mom talks about the three waves of volunteers, you know, and we've come in these waves. And I don't think that, you know, this is the first time we've played this rodeo, right? And there's other planetary systems. The more these things evolve, the more we're understanding that there's many galaxies out there with planetary systems like this, where we have gone into those systems and worked through the evolution of them. And then we come out and we're like, okay, this one needs it now. Okay, you know, off we go again.
Right.
So a lot of us, I'm finding in a lot of my sessions that there are collectives that have been the volunteers, like they've come into these systems and worked in this way.
But doesn't that make sense? You know, I mean,
it makes so much sense.
Yeah, this is okay. I'm good at this. I like doing this. I'm going to go down and see what I can do.
I'm going to go in the trenches. Here we go. You know, and they come in and they do that. But some of the light workers are coming from these really high vibrational, beautiful lifetimes. And then they, oh yeah, let me help. And then we come in and we're full on third dimensional duality, all the craziness and densities of it. And it's really hard to be here. And so for all of you guys that really struggle with being here, we love you. Thank you for coming. We needed your light and you heard that call and you came. And we thank you for that. And know that you're not alone. Do one of these sessions. Find out who you are. It gives more purpose to things. Mm-hmm. There's people, like Julia said, all around the world. You go to the website and they're all around the world. And here's another thing I would like to do, because I have been working with this collective all week. There are interns out there. So even if your budget doesn't allow for you to spend a lot of money on something, there are those that are working at, they just got their training in and they are practicing their sessions and they are volunteering to practice. If you are willing to let them connect with an intern and help them get their practice in and give it a try. And some of these interns that I've been meeting, they're phenomenal. They're gonna really help you out. So, you know, even if you have a budget that you're like, how could I afford to do that? Go look in your area, see if there's any interns. And those are listed at what point on the website?
Everybody's listed now. And so I'm pretty sure it'll say intern. So it should.
I'm pretty sure it does too. So yeah. If you're seeing one that says intern and you would like to just help them out and you would like an experience, please go to the website. Even if you've had a session before and you're thinking, I want to help an intern get some practice. go find one and sign up, because we know how important it is to work with somebody you don't know. Like when you're working with relatives and trying to practice with family and friends, it's just not the same. And so anyone that wants to help people out, that's a great way to do it. Go help them out, help them get their.
Yeah. I mean, and that's how mom practiced. She practiced with me. And I love being a guinea pig. You know, you'll find, if you're somebody that likes to do that, likes to be in these states and likes to play in this realm, that's who the interns are looking for. They want people that are happy to be guinea pigs. And exactly. There's no way, everything's safe in QHHD.
Yeah. And again, it's just been fun to be in that realm with people that are getting their toes wet in this practice, because it's made me reflect on my journey through it, where I did other things and it's like, no, this is it. This is the thing. And everything else was like, nope. You know, it took me a few, you know, I'd be like, okay, I'm taking this off my website. Oh, now I'm going to take this off my website. And, you know, it's kind of like it went to, I do all these things too. I do this. So it's been an amazing journey. It really holds a lot of information too. Go through a session, to be a practitioner and help others through the sessions. So all the things.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of chatter going on in here. I can hop back in and see what you guys are all saying. There's no way to get everybody's comments, but thank you all for being in here and commenting.
Yeah, if you have any questions, feel free to ask questions.
I did put the website in there already, but I will put it in again for the one who is asking for that. So it is, I might as well say it too, right? QHHTofficial.com. And then you go to find a practitioner. And then you open that up and you can search your area and it'll tell you who's in your area.
Right.
And if you're wanting a destination, I mean, that's kind of fun to do too. We've got people in Hawaii. We've got people in
everywhere.
Florida and all kinds of tropical places. We got them everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
So if you're traveling somewhere and you're thinking that would be a neat part of your vacation, look up the area, see who's out there.
Yeah, it's where are you willing to travel?
Yeah. So anyways, let's see. An intern in Alabama. I'm sure there's got to be one in Alabama.
Surely, yeah.
Yeah, or somewhere close by.
Right.
Yeah. There's lightly sprinkled everywhere.
Yes, they are.
there's somebody out there for everyone. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing too, is to, you know, a lot of the profiles, most of the profiles, they'll have pictures, right? And so it's nice also to be connected to that, to be able to see someone's face and see if it resonates for you and that kind of thing. And if you are a practitioner and you're not pictured on that profile, on that website, you're missing out right now. Get your buns over there, get your profile updated. so get on there. But yeah, so those are good things. Let's see. Okay. Question. Are your beloved pets a part of your life review? So that question, I think we were talking about that question.
We were. I know that came up last week and I did answer that. I hope you got that, but I'll go ahead and we'll talk about it now. Yes. I mean, they're souls. They are beings that are with us, that are choosing to share their lives with us. And they are with us. Many times they're guides, you know, they're very close to us. And so they are there. I mean, they're part of our lives, you know?
Yeah.
And then, it's just looking at what you do in a life review is you're seeing everything that you've done and how it affected others. That's what's really happening. It's all the things. And so you're seeing it from all these different perspectives and these different angles and viewpoints. And so like things that you did, you know, you're able to see it from the other person's viewpoint and see how it affected them. So that way you can decide for yourself, is this something that I, you know, that I want to maybe like do a redo, you know, it's like a do-over kind of thing. Or is this something I need to make amends with? Seeing that we're the ones, like we say, we're never judged. We're the ones, if there's any judging going on, it's us with ourselves. You know, we're looking at what happened. It's like, maybe I think I could have done differently there, you know, or something like that. And so it might be the same with the animals. I know of a good friend of mine, and he was talking about how he was shown perspective from his dog. And it was like, it was something so simple. And this completely changed how I'm very mindful now of how I treat my animals because of what he said. He said, one day, I mean, he very professional life and busy, busy, busy. And he'd had a very hectic day. And it was crazy. And he came home and he was just in one of those, you know, how you get sometimes. And it's like, I just beeline for the couch or something. I just, you know, throw everything out. I'm not paying attention to anybody, anything. And his little dog was sitting there and was wanting his attention. And he just was like, not now kind of thing. And just going, you know, and just went on through. And that one little, it was like, it's a second, whatever that was, you know, where he just beamed through. That's what was shown to him, was what the dog felt. and it was like, he said, you didn't even notice me. You didn't even pay attention. It was just like, you just went by. And I was so excited to see you. I was so happy you were home. I just love you. And I love everything about you. And I'm so excited. And you didn't even notice me.
Yeah, and so right by me.
And so from there, I'm like, oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Because that's why I needed to hear that, because we get caught up in our own stuff all the time. And so it was just like, be more mindful of everyone around you, but you know, and the animals, the pets are a thing. Oh gosh, they're reminding me, even plants, you know, everything wants to be acknowledged. And I found that hugely with the animal kingdom, I mean the plant kingdom. Just acknowledge them. They just want to be acknowledged, you know. They are so surprised when we acknowledge them.
And I love that because now I have two plants in my house. I've got the money tree showed up, and so that was through Easy Plants. That was fun to get this plant and it shows up. And then yesterday, my friend Marie gave me a orchid, and I looked at her like, "Oh, you know, I keep these things alive." And she goes, "I don't keep them alive, but good luck." And so I was talking to it, and I was like, "I'm going to do my best." And like driving with that thing, even I'm like holding on to it, like if I put you in the seat, you could fall over in one of those.
Yeah, they're so beautifully flowers.
And so here I'm trying to drive with it, and it's like my little baby. But I put it next to the other one, and I said, "Now you two can be friends." And I start talking to both of them, and I actually felt like that orchid was listening. I was like, "Oh, you actually, you know, because what they do." And I love that they now have these devices where they put the little stickers thingy or the little sensors on the plants and hear their frequencies and how they change, like they're talking. And it really does show us that everything has consciousness and awareness, right? And so it is a wondrous world that we live in, and it's also one that makes you kind of go, "What?" Because in order to live, we got to eat, and here's all these things that, you know, we're finding this connection with, and then, you know, then we got to eat. So all the conflicts around that, right? We have all the discussions around that. But okay, let me see if I can find us another question. Okay. If this is cute. Hi, Josh. He says, "If you need a question, I ask, how would you suggest to initiate contact with your star family?"
Just ask. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, just ask.
Yeah. So star families are obviously, I like mine, or that's just one of mine. And yeah, I think sitting still long enough to actually let them answer is good too. You know, don't look for it.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. Don't look for it. Don't be like, "Are you there? Are you there? Are you there?" Ask them to show you in little ways that they're around, or another way. So one of the things that I tell people, if you want to talk to them, sometimes you can have those conversations in your head and get, you know, feel like you're actually connecting and not making that up. But if you feel like when you do that, that it's like, "Gosh, I just don't know." Sit down with a notebook and write out a question to your star family, and then just sit there and write in what you think they would answer. What do you think they're saying to you? And just let yourself go, let your mind be open to that, and just start writing out a response. And then walk away for a few minutes, come back and read that response. And if it sounds like it's probably going to come out in a way that you wouldn't talk, you know, it's going to use words or talk in a pattern that you wouldn't talk in. So just give that a try. That's a great way to communicate with star family, is to just journal it. Because I know a lot of people struggle with just sitting there and thinking, feeling like they're actually having the conversation. And if that's you, start that way. And it opens that door to bring that in even stronger.
Another thing I've noticed is, like, I think I told you about this before, is like, it was at East City when I was there one time, and everybody's out in the field and trying to make contact and everything. And mom and I were standing, you know, ways away. And I could feel, I sensed a craft like over here, over my right shoulder, just right there. And everybody else way over there. And it's like, but I could sense it here. I didn't see anything. I looked like, but I could feel it. It was so palpable. And then that's where it was just like, there's right here and they're ready to be seen. They have told me that many times, we're ready to be seen by those who are ready to see us.
Yeah.
So, and mom got in her sessions, and I think it's in the custodians, where they said, you know, they know your intent better than you do. So that's where one, we have to know how we receive information. You know, it might not be a visual. We might not get that. We might not hear them, but we might feel them, you know, so be aware that that might be happening. The other thing is, we think, "Oh gosh, I just want to see them. I wish I could," and everything. And I was doing this for a while too. And then I realized, oh, and then something happened and it scared me to death. And so I'm like, you know, I bet they do know me better. I think I'm ready. And no, I'm not. So I just rely on them. And so I get it in different ways. I'll get it like in that quasi dream state, you know, when we're actually in theta and we're in between, we're in the other dimension. We think we're asleep. We think it's a dream, but it's not, you know, it's usually in the morning. That last little part before you're waking up, that's when you can have some really cool stuff happen then, because you're remembering. Yeah. It happens all the time, but you're remembering it at that point. And
there was, I think I was telling you at one point, I was waking up and I would be talking.
Uh-huh.
And so then I started using my recorder and I was recording it at night just to see, you know, and then I would look to see if there was any point, you know, it gives you that straight line. And then when you talk, it squiggles. So it was really easy to look to see if there was any squiggles over this 8 hour period of recording. Right. So I'm scrolling through and that sure enough, there's some squiggles. I was like, oh, I got to play it. So I get it to that point and I play it. And what I hear is my dog barking. And then right after the dog barks, I start having this conversation. And then it stops. And it wasn't very long, you know, but I start talking. And I don't even think you could make out what I was saying. I'm just, you know, speaking like a light language or gibberish or something. And blah, 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 and talking. And then I stop talking. And then it's all quiet again. Blah, blah, blah. But when I woke up, I thought, you know, I think I was talking last night. So that's what got me to go look. Mm-hmm. There was nowhere in my memory, the dog barking. So how does that not wake you up in your sleep, right?
Yeah, really?
And and what validation that there was actually probably something there I was talking to, because she starts barking right before I start talking. So something had to have been startling her in the room.
Yeah. She sensed it. Yeah, there's something here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of cool things can be happening. And yeah. And they do let us see them from time to time. But a lot of times, too, when we're looking up at that sky, we are seeing the ship. They're just cloaked. They look
exactly
like the sky.
That's what I got about this one that was over my shoulder as it was
cloaked. Yeah. And so true. You know, it's like, and the first time it even dawned on me that that could be happening was when my kids were little and we were watching Chicken Little and the sky is falling. Well, sky was a chunk of the ship that fell off, and it was kind of like this octagon shape, and it hit him in the head, and then it fell on the ground, and then it cloaked itself to look like the ground. So nobody was believing him that he got hit in the head with something, right? And so the whole cartoon is super cute. And then so then he goes to walk away and he trips on it because it's still there. So then he realizes he's got this piece of machinery that cloaks itself. And I'm like, well, of course that's what they do. But I remember the kids were little. And so I was like, you know, they tell us these things all over the place, right? It's in movies, it's in cartoons, it's everywhere. They're letting us know.
So are you telling me that that's the real story of Chicken Little?
The sky is falling.
I mean, I always heard the sky is falling, but I never heard all that. So you're saying that's the rest of the story?
Well, that was the cartoon that they put out. And then this little alien baby had gotten loose from the ship. And so the parents were looking for him. So the whole thing was this funny little Chicken Little story. And nobody would believe him because nobody else could see what he was seeing. And so it was super cute. Whoever put that together did a great job. It was a lot of, it was a cute, we must have watched it a few times because, you know, when kids are little, here, let's watch Chicken Little again. You know, put the babysitter on so I can go cook dinner, you know. So that one played a few times at my house, but yeah, definitely. Okay, so here's a question that I like just because it's a good question. So after how many years do our deceased loved ones take birth again? So I'm guessing that's reincarnation. So how long does it take before someone can come back again is how I'm taking that.
Yeah. There's no set time. It's usually, if you're looking at linear time, it's like a long time, but lately people have been coming back pretty quick because they're wanting to get back in here and finish things or whatever, do what they want to do.
Yeah. There's, there's a lot of people that will say, oh, I see so-and-so in my grandchild's eyes, you know, and they'll recognize a soul in that way. I know that there's, I mean, how do you prove anything, right? But people that have had miscarriages or lost an infant or something, and then the next one that's born, they come back again. A lot of miscarriages will do that.
That's that soul trying to come in, and it's going to keep trying. And that's why if you've had a miscarriage or anything like that, and then you later had a live birth, know that that was that same soul. You might have had several. It's that same soul trying to get in. It was waiting for the conditions. It needed them to be right, but it kept trying. And we've talked to many of them, and they're like, and they said, well, you know, I was given the choice. I could go find somebody else. I could do something. They're like, no, I want this person. This is the one I chose. It's going to be my mother. These are going to be my parents. This is the situation I want to be in. So I'll wait for everything to be right.
I just had one like that not too long ago where she came in, she was hovering over the home, the town she was going to, she goes, this is where I grew up. Oh, there's the house I grew up in. And she drifts over there and she goes, oh, they're not pregnant with me yet. And like this whole story, like just waiting for them to get ready to have her. And then when she saw the opportunity, she took it. And it's fun to go through those journeys with people too, when they realize, or the ones that, it didn't work the first time, I'm trying again.
And that's where we heard, you know, like, I remember mom telling the story in one of the classes of someone that she did a session with, like when they found that out, and she's like, oh, I wish my mother could have known that, because she grieved that first child all through this client was like the successive child. And it's like, if she had known that that was actually her, you know, she was grieving that first child the entire life. And it's like, if she would have just known that her client,
look at the lesson in that too, though. You know, it's so powerful to remind us to heal these things and to let ourselves be evolved like that, so that we can understand how this works and know that, you know, things can return to us. One of the, not to bring animals in as a comparison to that, but like my little dog Latte, the little one, this is like the third time I've had her in this lifetime alone. And I was shown that. I was shown who she was each time. No, it's the fourth time. Fourth time I've had her. As I sit there and do that, she was this dog when I was a child, this one when I was in my 20s.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. A lot of times they're guides, and that's what they'll do. They'll just keep moving.
Yeah.
Because they're with you. they're here.
Yeah.
I have one dog that was two dogs, you know, one, it may have been more, but two for sure.
Yeah.
The same.
Like I had a physical reaction when I found out, like, you know, when you know it's the truth and you start tearing up or you get goosebumps everywhere.
Yeah.
I just started bawling and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like all these emotions, because I had missed one of my dogs. Like she was a pug dog once when I was a teenager, and you know, that ended badly. It was a sad story. And I just grieved that dog so much. And then it came back. And when I was told, and this is how it happened for me, you guys. I was just sitting in the car talking to my mom. And pretty soon I go, oh, Duke's the pug dog. Like it just came out of my mouth. And then I just was like, anyway, so having that realization. And the funny part is the color scheme is always the same. It's like this beige color or the lighter.
Oh, interesting.
And every time it's come in with the lighter fur. And you know, this time she's a little Chihuahua mix with kind of wiry hair, but it's still that tan hair. And and it's like, you keep picking the same color. Is that so that I'll figure it out?
Maybe. Because the one that was two, this one was black, and I think he might have had a little white on him. And then the second dog was white with black spots.
I think they try to give us clues, right?
Well, what happened here was the first dog just had, you know, dogs have idiosyncrasies. They have personalities. They have their own way of doing certain things. And he had one of the things he did was he did odd that I've not ever seen other dogs do was he would lay down when he ate. Okay. He would lay at the dish, you know, instead of standing there and they eat, you know, he would lay down. And it was always like, okay, whatever, that's your thing, you know. And that was, there were other things too, but then when he passed, and it was just a really interesting way, it was like I was gone, and he passed like the week before I got back. And I was in a new location, okay, and someone else was taking care of him at that time. Now, okay, so then from there, it was close to, it wasn't a year, but let's say 9 months, something like that. I knew I was going to get my own place, and I'm like, okay, I want a dog like that dog, because he was so good. He was just such a sweet demeanor dog, and then I wanted a certain kind of cat. I'm like, that's what I want when I get my place. Okay, so anyway, I'm pulling into the driveway where I'm staying, and which is the same place where the other dog had passed months and months and months before. I pull in, I hear a whimper, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I think I hit one of my sister's dogs. I'm like, oh, because she had a bunch of dogs. I open the door, and this dog jumps in my lap. This little white dog with black spots jumps in my lap and just doing this business. I'm like, who are you? Are you my dog? Because I knew I put the order in. And so anyway, it was like, okay, well, I'll take care of you if you want to be with me. Like on the second or third day, you know, because it's starting to settle in everything. He goes to the dish. He lays down the exact same way to eat. And I'm like, Onyx, is it you? And then I said something, and it's like he perked up. Like, and there was different things. You just know, you know. Yeah. And then I later asked an animal communicator. I'm like, is this possible? I'm like, she said, yeah, they do that all the time because they want to. They're with you. They're your being. You know, it's, I guess it is kind of like a guide, or it's a companion. I'm not sure exactly what that, but we make agreements all over the place with beings. So.
Yeah, there. And, you know, when it comes to, like you were saying, the animal communicator, animals are good at communicating because it's a telepathic communication. Yeah. And that's one of the things they're really good at. So when you kind of tap into that, and you're asking your animal or someone's animal questions, you can get a lot of information. They're communicating really well. Matter of fact, anything can communicate with you, the plants and the even the water and the air, all of it. If you just sit and listen, it is all consciousness, and you can tap into those things and get that information. You guys are chatting up a storm in the chat room. And I'm loving seeing some of these little hearts and your animals stuff going on there as well. So many chats, hard to keep up with, but we are seeing them come through there. So thank you guys for doing that. I know we're getting close to the end of time. Do you want to give your speech? We've kind of already given them the website, but let's talk about it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to learn more about how to do QHHT, like if you're interested in becoming a practitioner, that's also all that information. You can take the level one course and learn step by step everything that my mother, Dolores Cannon, developed in this course. She created it so that you can help people to find out who they really are. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to help people. And by doing this, you have the best job. I mean, every practitioner will tell you this, it's the best job. And you have the front row seat to really cool adventures that are really happening. So it's wonderful, wonderful. And this huge love that always comes through these sessions. So it has side effects of keeping you young and gorgeous and stuff. So, because it really does have an effect.
Or you get these beautiful little laugh lines because you're smiling at the end of the day. Nothing better than someone walking into your office, you know, and you can see that they've got a lot going on. And when they float out of the office and they look 10 years younger and they just really feel better and a weight has been taken off. It's so rewarding. So, if you want to be that practitioner or find a practitioner, QHHTofficial.com. Mm-hmm. And
we have a reunion coming up. February 2nd to 6th. I know we're getting kind of close. It's in Kauai, Hawaii. Really excited. That's on the homepage of QHHT Official as well. You do not have to be a practitioner to come and join us. It's just come be with like-minded people. If you are thinking about a session, there's going to be a lot of practitioners there. Your chances of getting a session are really, really good. So that's maybe something you want to do. So we have the, okay. And then if you want to find a practitioner to have a session with, you go to the Find a Practitioner page. And then Tracy is a level 3 practitioner. And where can they find you, Tracy?
They can find me on QHHTofficial.com. And I'm in Portland, Oregon area. I'm about 30 miles out of Portland. But Portland would be, if it's a destination for you, that would be where you fly in. But I'm in Forest Grove, Oregon, in Oregon. And you can find me at TracyMahan.com as well. If you would like to know more about me, read my website page about that as well. So those are great ways to find me.
Absolutely. And it's all so exciting. I have a Soul Speak, The Language of Your Body. I have a book and the course out. You can get the book on Amazon or at ozarkmt.com, as well as I have the online course. And this is to help others to understand what their bodies are trying to tell them. You're helping yourself do this, and you're helping others to do this. And that's at juliacannon.com.
Yay.
So excited, everybody. We got her. So,
yay, you guys.
Love you being here.
And, yeah. I'm just realizing I can get everybody all of our websites. So I'm going to do that right now.
Perfect.
You already have the QHHT one. So now I got juliacannon.com and tracy.com on there. So Tracy, you got our website? TracyMahan.com. Okay. Sorry. Talking, chewing gum, walking, not my thing.
That's it.
So if you guys want to check any of those out, the websites are there in the chat rooms for you. And or you can just Google and search us and you'll find us.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, have a wonderful weekend.
And thank you. Love you. Yes.
Bye.
Bye.